Zeichen Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas, Zeichen Nishmas Daniel Sheina, Vaz Yeshua Fala. Okay, we will say, good morning.
Good morning.
Yesterday we were doing Not Bar Not, and we said, we were discussing the Machlokas, the Gron, the Chachmas Adam, whether you can do Lechatchila, if it's Eda Ben Yomo, could you cook in an Eda Ben Yomo pot, and could you cook Lechatchila, or not? So, if you take a look in the Kaf HaChaim on page 22, so he says, "I'm a creator of Yom Davinos and Tam of Gam Gam Not Barnat for Avitati with Tivusa Muto Lechatchila." So he writes that it's Muto Lechatchila if the Kli is Ena Ben Yomo and it's a Not Barnat, so it's Tati Letivusa. So that sounds like the Gon. The Muto Lechatchila Chamei Mayim, so you could heat up water to bake bread. Hagam, the truth is our Moshe Shom Hechmir Gamazeb, Mikol Mokon came into Ika Kama Poskim the Matirim Lachatchila Filu Ben Yomo. Right, there's some Poskim say that it's Mutal Chatchila in Ben Yomo. In Kedai Bechumers Beis Yosef, Avon Be'eda Ben Yomo Yish Lachatir. So if it's Eda Ben Yomo, it's Mutal Chatchila. So that's like the Vilna Gaon. So that's that was the one nekuda. If you look in the and then if you look in the next piece in the Kaf HaChaim here on Oz Tes, Lutolach Lemkutach Mishum Dahavi Nat. So if the tam basar is nirgash medogim, then also la'ochlo b'kutach. So that's an interesting thing. He's saying that not bar not, but what if l'maisi you taste it? You taste the meat in the dogim. So the Kaf HaChaim here writes, so then also la'ochlo b'kutach. Then you can't eat it b'kutach. Elashein tzarech l'tom kodem, but you don't have to taste before, but if the mice he tasted it, and so you shouldn't eat a bekutach. But the Prichadish says that feel nirgash tama basa bedogim mutal ochla bekutach, even have a base tama shalheter, hukla shatav eno bekutai lasa. He says, but lemaisa, even if you taste it, but lemaisa, that taste maybe is considered too weak of a taste. So then maybe it will be okay. Kachos and Beis Ephraim. So the mice are saying that even if you taste it, that's a din. The not far not is a Tom Kolish. So it's going to be mutter. He says, "Afal pisha bagishim bo," and then he quotes the Beis Ephraim, "Kiyua ba'almahu Lokashinoi. That's the lashon that the Rishonim have there. The Gemara has Kiyua Ba'alma. Kiyua Ba'alma means that something is very, very weak. Kiyua Ba'alma. So it means you do taste it, but it's so weak, we don't call it tam. We call it kiyua ba'alma. It's just a... It's like some type of minimal tam, so, but it's not called alpidin tam. It's kiyua ba'alma. And then the first Kafa Chaim basically said like the Vilna Gaon, that if it's Mutar L'Chatchila, if it's Eina Ben Yomo. The second Kafa Chaim has a discussion if it's Tam Kolish. And the third Kafa Chaim says there borrowed the dafka tam rishon bekli, the tam beis ba'ochal huklash tamo. There's a way not works, is that the first tam is in the kli. You had the meat to the kli, and from the kli to the fish. So the first tam was in the kli, the second tam was in the ochal. So huklash tamo. Well, tam rishon ba'ochal. But if the tam rishon is in the ochel, say you cooked meat with a potato, and then you cooked the potato in a kli, in another kli. What's the story there? It starts, in other words, from the ochel to the kli. Is that also called not bar not? Al tam rishon ba'ochel v'chachach b'kli, nusham l'basar, v'chol l'basar, v'chol shu ba'ochel hu havik mamish. So that's interesting, that when, if the first tam went from the meat to the pot, then from the pot to the fish, that's not barnat. But if it goes from the meat to fish, and then from the fish to the, so the, you know, from the meat to the potato, then from the potato to the, that's not called not barnat. Whereas once, if it's tam sheni in the ochel, then that's tam sheni. But if the tam rishon was in the ochel, and then tam sheni is the kli, when it goes from ochel to ochel, that's still considered, mamish. That's not considered, going from tam rishon to tam sheni. That's not tam rishon, that's the tam. So not barnan has to be that dogim sholo bakara, that it went from the ochel, the meat went from the ochel to the pot, and from the pot to the fish. But it went from an ochel to an ochel, and then to the ochel to the pot, that's all. That's only called one tam. It's not called tam sheni. Okay, so that was another point. And then we have a question of a dishwasher. So this is Rav Moshe's tshuva about the dishwasher. Rav Moshe permits you could have a milchik, a fleshik run, and then a milchik, not at the same time, not like what we said from Rav Abadi and Rav Yitzchak, Rav Matlub Abadi, Rav Yitzchak Abadi. He's saying that you have two different cycles in the same dishwasher, so that should be okay. The lack of a savdi siddur igras Moshe. That's about dishwasher shall receive the socho. Tell me, that's not barnat. Oh, Yosef, I feel also Mayim, Shehuchu, because not Barnan is even if you would use the same water. When you're doing a second cycle in a dishwasher, it's a different water. It's not the same water that you did the first cycle. Even the first water would be mutter. So Kal Vachomer when you use the second water.
So
that was Rav Moshe. And then Rabbi Willig wrote an article years ago, in October 1990, a long time ago, about Nat Barnat. And he follows the Chachma Sadin here. Based on the Yosef Heter, but Lumaisa others hold differently. So, Ravari holds like the Vilna Gaon that you can do it Lechatchila. Oh, now there is one Nakuda that we didn't talk about yet about how Nat Barnat works, the principle behind it. Principle behind it. So if you take a look, on page 6. If you take a look here, Dogim Shalom Bakar on page 6 on the right side. Shalom, it's, yeah. First, we're going to Shem Nat Barnat. So he says,
sorry, Rabbi, what are you?
Page 6. So he's going to give an explanation of what's pshat and not barnat. Why is Tam Sheni not good enough tam to mitzarif with? And so he says like this. Here, take a look. So he says like this, that really two lines from the bottom. Great, I'm sorry, one second. Let me tell it to you outside, and then we'll see it inside. He's saying like this, that really, Tom Shady is really a good Tom. But when you create Basar B'Cholov, it has to be a reciprocity. In other words, the Basar has to be able to go into the Cholov, and the Cholov has to go into the Basar. So, if it's already a Tom Shady, so the Cholov can come into the Basar and Aser it, but if the Basar goes into the Cholov, that'll be already a Tam Shlishi. And a Tam Shlishi can't Aser. So in other words, if you have a Dogim Sholo Bakara, right? So you have the Dogim. So now the Dogim is a Shani, and it's Basar, but the Cholov, if you cook it with Cholov, the Cholov could go in and will, but the Basar, if it's going into the Cholov, will be a Tam Shlishi, and a Tam Shlishi can't do anything. So even though the Cholov could go into the Dogim, and that'll be Cholov going into Dogim, which is Tam Shady, but the Basar can't. If the Basar is going to go into the Cholov, it's not going to work, because that'll be already be a Tam Shlishi, and the Tam Shlishi doesn't work. So that's how some of the Rishonim explain why it's not pshat that Tam Shady is no good. It's that Tam Shlishi is not a Tam. And when you make Basar B'Cholov, the Basar has to go into the Cholov, and the Cholov has to go into the Basar. And if it doesn't work in both ways, then it's not going to be. And that's the Ran quotes from the Ramban. That, so therefore, when it's a Tam Shady in the Dogim, the Cholov can ask the Dogim, but the Dogim can't ask the Cholov. And that's in the Ran here. In this piece of the Ran, so v'tam shlishi hu shenechuku. Yeah. If Misha benos in tam tirtzu or poli basho shalisa or Misha v'ich tam shein if you shmo moded also v'tam shlishi hu shenechuku. That's a din in tam shlishi. That's what he writes here. V'tam shlishi nechuku. So since Tom Shady can't go to the Cholov, so that's the Ramban's pshat. The Tam Shlishi is he had created this. And for Basar B'Cholav, you need that the Basar asks the Cholav and the Cholav asks the Basar. That's how he's quoting from the Ramban. And therefore, if Dogim Sholo Bukhara, that's a Tam Shady, so the Cholav could go into the Dogim, because the Dogim is just a Tam Shady. And the Tam Shady is a Tam. But a Tam Shlishi is not. So when the Basar is going to go into the Cholav, the Basar that's in the Dogim is going to go into the Cholav, that's not going to answer it. Ask the Cholav. Because a Tam Shlishi can't create an Isser. Here, take a look on page 8. You want to see it in the Ramban clearly. You do Tam Zelazet. You see the end of the paragraph on the beginning. First, the column here on the left. Three lines from the bottom. You do Tam Zebazet. Because the boss has to give tam in the cholav, cholav has to give tam in the boss. Shein boss in cholav also la olam el benosim tam. Hilchach havelu tam shlishi v'akol mutter. So since the dogim can't give tam into the cholav, then even though technically the cholav could give tam into the basar, but it has to be reciprocity. If the basar can't give the tam in the cholav, the cholav can't give the tam in the basar, then there's no iser basar b'cholav. So therefore, that's how the Ramban learns the not bar not. So Rabbi Kivega has a question on this on page 11. Yosei Yirali the Hakushi Rabbi Kochdol Yotzo Kol Habosim Yisyasek Hem Kitvias Hatur Pivashkosav Haran B'Shem Ramban Bahi. The Dogim Shol Bukhara Shol Basar. The Mutal Ochla Bakutach. Davinat Barnat the Hetera. The Tam Shani Huchashuv. Aval Ein Kochalitan Tam Bakutach. The Tam Shani is Chashuv, but the Tam Shani is not going to be able to give a Tam in the Kutach, because that'll be already a Shlishi. Even though the kutach can come into the fish, because the tam sheni is still strong enough, but the tam sheni can't go in, the tam in the fish, the basar of the fish can't go into the kutach. That will be a tam shlishi. Right, it has to be reciprocity. The basar has to give tam in the chalav, the chalav has to give tam in the basar. L'chor Yipolek. So he says, but L'chorah, it's Habakizai's Boser Nosha Noflo Toch Yorah Cholov. Cholov Mutter V'Boser Oser. But what's the din when a Kizai's Boser falls into a big vat of meat, of milk? That's a Gemara. That the Cholav is Mutter because it's bottle, it's Meshishim. But the meatball you can't eat. If one little meatball falls in a big vat of hot milk, so the milk is Mutter because the Shishim can egg in the Shishim can egg in the Shishim can egg in the neg of the basar. But the meatball is usser, because the milk is going to go into the meatball. So the Rabbi Kivega, that's what the Gemara says. Right? That's this Gemara here. You want to take a look at the Gemara? On page 9. Kazayis Basar, 3 lines from the bottom, page 9. Kazayis Basar, Shadafal Otach, Yorash, Al Cholav, Amarab Basar, Osir, the Cholav Mutter. Right? Basar's Osir, Cholav Mutter, because it's a little meatball compared to a whole vat. It's going to be bottle. But then the milk is going to go into the meat. But isn't that against the Yisod of the Ramban, that you need reciprocity? That's Rabbi Kivega's kasher. The Yiddish name Nostim Tam Zelazel. Look how you pull it. And because Zai's Basar, Shinofel Lotov Yor Cholov, Hacholov Mutav Abasar Osar, Tarach Lom Kamokam Cholov Shinivel Abasar, Kamel Tam Abasar, you can make a shame Nostim Tam Zelazel. You and Mitruma Sadesh, Shem Mordechai, Tisha Chabak Deir Basar, the Mutav Deir Kfeilov, Lord Mina Chav, Nivel Abtchil, Vanasa Deveilov. Live a book of the river of Cholm, Mishai Cholm, Kabal Tam, the Abasa. But the river of a clean Makusha, the Cholm, Shem Tair, who she should make Kabal Tam Basa. So what's his answer? So what is he saying? That in Ochrami it gives tam, but then the tam becomes bottle. So it doesn't mean that both of them have to be osir. It has to be able to give tam. So the basar can give tam to the cholov, but then that tam becomes bottle. So maybe that's not a violation, as opposed to a case where it's a tam shlishi, where it's already dogim has to, it can't even give the tam. It's even can't even give the tam to the cholov. So if it can't even give the tam, see, it's a difference between it can't even give tam, whereas it can give tam, just the tam's bottle. So in the case of dogim sholu bakara, so the meat that's in the fish can't give tam into the, it won't go. The tam, it's not sure the tam is a bottle. The tam can't get there. It's too kolish, too fatigued. So the milk will go into the dogim, but the dogim, the tam of the basar can't go there. So it doesn't work both ways. So that would be the, I guess, the answer to the question. That's Rabbi Kivega's question on the Ramban. Okay, so that's the now if you take a look for a second at the in the Shulchan Aruch on page 17. So Shulchan Aruch quote to the Ramban. Then we saw the Machlokes, the Ramban, and the Sefer Truma, where they have a pot of a milchik pot that's been yomo, and then you put the fleisha kalim in, whether that's so the Mechaber says it's mutter because it's not bernat, and the Ramah says no, it's the sefer truma. Then he says, "Yesh osrim afil ein shuma davok." Right, that's the sefer truma. What's it say? The maim no give me this one chetchila. But shnei emir yom v'indiachos am biyachin b'chli rishon hakol osir. The aim is to bedavke shehutchu biyachin b'chli rishon. But hutchu zeh achar zeh o b'chli sheni afil biyachin hakol shari. But if you would clean dishes, fleishik and milchik dishes, in a kli sheni, then everything is mutter. Dafka chulgu biyachad ubechli rishon. Aval hutchu zeh achar zeh. If you did zeh achar zeh, so then it's a not bar not. Ubechli sheni. It was all the he had fleishik and milchik dishes in a kli sheni. Even at the same time, it's mutter. Because he's holding the cliche sheni, there's no blias by cliche sheni. Right, that was the machlokas we had.
No blias and no pletos.
Yeah. Let's look at the Taz Yud Beis. Perish afilum hayu muchlochos. Moshekos of chagga beirin kol shekainu beirin chomer mikli sheni. He says that. Even if you had dirty dishes, but it's a cliche, everything's mutter. Even if the milk of kalim and the flesh of kalim are there at the same time, the cliche is not going to make bliss. Came the time of cliche, I feel you have to let it go, mavliya, v'lo maflit. It doesn't make. It's not mavli, it's not maflit. So in Mele, the klisheni, everything goes. So even if you had... Even if it's Yad Soledis fault. Because... So he says, if it was chutchu, if you did fleisha kalim and a milcha kalim, that's for sure okay. But if you did it in a klirishim, if you did it in a cliche, the afil b'yachad, a kol shari. Because there's no blis, there's no pleita. Okay, so that's the if it's a cliche, so that's the whole discussion. The cliche of the Ramah's makel by a clicheini. That by a clicheini, if you messed up by a clicheini, then there wouldn't be any problem. It wouldn't. Then we had a discussion: is a Dover Gush considered a clicheini or not? Okay, so that's what I wanted to show you today, those kafachayims that we did today, and then the new explanation of the Ramban, that not barnan is, it's not pshat, like Rav Shechter always says, the tam sheni is kam kolish, it's not pshat, tam sheni is still tam chazak, it's, but the tam shlishi is what's a kolish, and therefore you have to be able to give tam zebezeh to be osur. Abba Rabbi Kivyega says, in is against the Gemara, that with the meatball in the vat, that the meatball's osur and the cholov is mutter, but if the cholov is mutter, the meatball should be mutter also because it has to be possible. Cholov has to be reciprocity. So to that, that he says that no, it's bottle. It is no sin tam. It has no sin tam means it has the ability to give tam. Then the question is, what's going to be with the tam? The tam can become bottle. So that's not that. But by by tam sheni to a shlishi, it doesn't have the ability to give the tam.
If both were at the same level, both the challah was tam sheni and the basar was tam sheni, you have reciprocity. Will they be able to penetrate each other or no?
If they're both tam shenis, then they can't. Then to go into the other one, it would be the shlishi, and shlishi can't give tam. In other words, the pshat is shlishi can't give tam. So whenever you have not bar not, the pshat is that you're already by a tam sheni, and now could each one go into the other one and aser? See, if it just doesn't aser because of bittel, that's a side fact. It's bittel. But if it doesn't aser because it can't give tam, then neither one is aser. The bus is not aser, and the chalav is not aser. Because since the buser can't give the dogim shalom b'kaira, it's already a tam sheni in the dogim, it's not going to give tam into the chalav. Okay?
I thought Rebbe Akiva Eger's heresy was that the tam buser does go into the chalav that comes into the buser.
Oh, that's the word. Oh, maybe you're right. It could be you're understanding it better than I. You see, what Sani Spitzer is saying, maybe the pshat is that it does give in the chalav. It means in the chalav that went into the basim. Maybe, yeah. 1 second. It could be your pshat is better than me. 1 second. Let me see. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Sani, you're right. Forget what I said. Listen to Sani. I said a different word. Maybe there's some validity to my word too, but that's what I thought he was saying. But I think Sani's right. The pshat is that the cholov that goes into the basa, now the basa gives tam into that cholov. Because, what, you got to take it because it's yeah, that's probably what he's saying, yeah. And therefore it's reciprocity, at least in the cholov that's in the basar. Yeah, okay, good. It's better. He says better. Okay, Rabbos, I wish you a meaningful Tisha B'Av, a good fast. We'll have Shir Bez Hashem Monday. Okay? And everyone should be well. You should have a good Shabbos, a good Tisha B'Av, a good Shabbos. Okay, good morning, Harav Ben Katz. Good morning, Yossi Wachshel. Good morning, Sani. Good morning, Eli Deutsch. Good morning, Harav Hess. Good morning, Harav Amster. Good morning, Rav Katan and Rav Kay.
Good morning.
Okay, good to see you all. And you should have a meaningful fast and Hashanah Barbi Shalayim, Habruya.
Amen.